is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm your host with her name in the title, Amelia Dalton. And this week, Fish Fry is coming to you from the great state of California, the center of silicon innovation, Santa Clara. Wait, I kind of thought that was Mountain View, right? Anyway, we're bringing you all the verification you could possibly handle from DVCon. Yep, DVCon, a conference about an industry, a billion-dollar industry, all based on engineering mistakes. Yep. Folks, I think we could solve all of our verification woes with one easy solution. Just stop making mistakes, right? Seems pretty cut and dried, doesn't it? Okay, maybe it's not quite that simple. This week, we're covering two of the hottest topics at this year's Design Verification Conference, UVM and emulation. My guest is Accelera Systems Initiative Chair Shishpal Rawat, and we're talking about all of this and more.
Hi, Shishpal. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Amelia. Good to see you.
So first off, tell my audience, what is Accelera Systems Initiative all about?
This is where we all get together, the users of EDA tools, as well as the EDA tool companies, to talk about interfaces and standards that we need to work on. So we get together, talk about the standards we need to initiate. We have working groups working on various standards. Once the working groups are satisfied, the Accelera board approves the standards. We try to take a large majority of our standards to IEEE, which is basically the seal of international standardization. Once they're approved by IEEE, they are pretty much usable or accepted all across the globe. So we really like to take our standards over to IEEE.
So emulation is a hot topic these days, and I noticed that Accelera has been leading the pack with the SCEMI standard. Now, tell my audience more about this standard and why, in general, standardization in emulation is so important.
So this particular standard is very important from a user perspective because it allows user to go to a different emulator if they want to. So without this, switching an emulator, which is a very expensive box, would be quite difficult and you'd be locked into one particular technology. Also, it allows the simulator and emulator cockpits to kind of coexist, meaning that for the user, they would rather not have to deal with the emulation issues and simulation issues separately, even though they're kind of two different worlds. One is pretty much hardware concurrent. The other one is pretty much software and sequential. So in order for the users to be able to utilize emulation capabilities effectively and remain independent of a tool vendor, this is a very important standard. So the user doesn't see it directly, but it is underneath all the working tools and emulation toolboxes.
So there's been a lot of movement with standards in the UVM space lately. So what does standardization bias in this case?
So the best quote about this was a major company said they acquired a small company, and on the very second day, the engineers from the smaller company were able to work on their verification tools because they were using UVM, and they were pretty much productive the very next day. So essentially what it allows people to do is to write their verification IP in a way that it is interchangeable across tools as well as across companies, and you can pretty much transport it across verification vendors.
So you guys hosted Accelera Day at DVCon this year. So tell my audience more about that.
The Accelera Day is really about promoting the standards that Accelera has worked on. We put together workshops, best known methods, how to utilize those capabilities, and we pretty much bring that in the form of tutorials and workshop to our audiences, not only here, but all across the globe. This is now also held at DVCon Europe, DVCon India, and DVCon China in 2017. So this is pretty much about making sure that our work is more usable, gets more used across our customer base.
So Shishpal, I have a question for you. I saw a panel earlier today at DVCon entitled Emulation Plus Formal Verification Will Replace Simulation. Now, the panelists kind of agreed, but I'm curious about what your opinion about this is.
I believe that verification needs to happen at many levels of abstraction. So for that to be successful, we will need tools at every stage, and it is an area where companies are spending an enormous amount of time. And I think we need all the help we can get. So we'll probably be using all of those tools.
I think you're right. Well, Shishpal, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you like to play tennis in your time outside of work. Who do you think has been the best tennis player of all time?
That's a really tough question, but I think it's probably Pete Sampras.
Great. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Another theme at DVCon is FPGA-based physical prototyping. But let's face it, with our big old designs today, putting together an ad hoc prototype with a bunch of pieces from this vendor and that vendor to verify, debug, and provide software development, well, ain't so easy. Is it time for a new approach? Some people think so. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk called The Market Shift to Integrated Physical Prototyping, I sit down with Neil Sung Kwan of Synopsys and chat about the powerful HAPS integrated prototyping solution. It may just put that ad hoc business out of business. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal, or by navigating on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. Now, before we go, my friends, I have a little news you may have missed. Robots in Space Edition. What if you could not only hone your embedded vision algorithm skills, win a hot 10K, but also have the bragging rights that you helped enhance a robot in space? Yes, it's true. NASA has just launched a new contest called Robonaut Vision Tool Manipulation Contest. NASA is asking you, yes, you, to create algorithms for Robonaut 2, or R2 for short, that will improve its 3D vision. R2 is getting its intern badge on the International Space Station right now, and really, he's just an extra set of hands at this point. But NASA wants him to get better. More specifically, they want him to see better. In order to use a tool like an RFID reader or a drill, which he uses on ISS today, he relies on an algorithm to determine a 3D representation of the tool. This algorithm then works with the robot's control system and allows R2 to create a plan for grasping objects and completing its tasks. Well, here comes the need for this contest. The goal of the Robonaut Vision Tool Manipulation Contest is to create algorithms that will receive a pair of noisy stereo images of common space tools, like that RFID reader, an EVA handrail, or a softbox, among others, and to determine the 3D representation of the object in the image pair. Okay, so if you want to enter this contest, well, folks, you gotta jump on it quick. Registration and submission ends in just a couple days. I know, I'm sorry, I was a little slow on the uptake here. I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that will take you directly to the registration page for this contest. And good luck, my friends. Let the code be with you. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword, EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 4th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.